Hello, I'm on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and I have two guest hosts tonight. This guest host that I have this evening with me is Summer George. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Summer.
Hello, hello, hello.
And would you like to tell the audience what you do for a living?
Okay, I am a publicist in Atlanta, Georgia.
And what all does that consist of?
I represent local Atlanta companies that are anything from art, fashion, music, restaurants, food, anything like that. And okay. We also do events and stuff like that.
Well, that's really great. This evening, we are going to discuss Ashley. My daughter is getting married. You're here for the wedding. So many people are in this house,
uh-huh.
Being quiet, tiptoeing. And you are not getting married, and we're going to do pros and cons.
That is right.
And Ashley is on her way from the reception area, so she's going to be a little bit late. So do you have anything to say before she gets here?
Don't do it. No, I'm kidding. No, I think it's fantastic if you found the right person to be with for the rest of your life. And until you find that person, you don't know. And so I obviously am not there. So I'm just having a good time being single, going on dates, doing my own thing.
Do you feel that, what do you feel about the single life today and the safety and the communication with the single life? Do you feel that a person automatically hooks up with their soulmate, or do you, obviously you're single, so you're very cautious with, how old are you by, do you mind telling how old you are?
I do not, I'm 25.
Okay, and you are a professional cheerleader.
I was not a professional cheerleader. I cheered.
Well,
I did
Georgia?
That in high school. I did that in high school.
Okay, and then you went to what, do you mind telling the college?
And then I went to University of Alabama.
Okay.
And it was in a sorority and did that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then moved back to Atlanta and started working.
Well, how do you know me?
Well, I was actually born in Charlotte.
Right.
And you and my mother and your ex-husband and my dad, we were all kind of one big family when we lived here, and we did everything together. And then we moved to the big city. We moved to Atlanta and still kept in touch. You all came to visit quite often, but the past couple of years we haven't stayed as close, which I hate. But
I've kept up with your mother.
At least we know that, you know, we can come back here in about 5 or 10 minutes, catch up, and be like,
when we get our hand job right off the bat.
I know.
Have you ever in your long-legged life seen a long-legged sailor with your long-legged wife?
Yep.
And your mother and I were on the Queen City A tennis team together. That's how we met. And getting back to the fact of the matter, Marty and I have been best friends, my ex-husband, even though that's one of the reasons we got divorced, but, you know, it's just amazing the open communication that we have,
right.
You know, and as well as just divorce today is too easy. And Ashley has been going, and Colin have been going to classes,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a main thing in today's world, that being who we are in our family. We are, you know, devout Baptist, which that's just what we do. We go to classes for marriage, and she said it's one of the best things that's ever happened to her because it's opened up a communication way of what to expect. That she said the biggest thing was letting go of my hands and opening up to his hands. And she came over that night of that class and just really had a hard time. Mama, how do I let go of your hands and go into cleave into his arms? And I said, well, honey, we just have to do that. And you never will let go of your mama because I love you more. I love you the most is what we say. I say, I love you more. And she goes, I love you the most. And she says, but I said, you know, you'll learn to just let go and go to him. And I said, and then one of her classes was, we'll discuss this when she gets here, but one of her classes was you walk down that aisle, and in 15 minutes, you're somebody's wife. You're somebody's, you have to think of what anything that you do, say, speak, feel, or act, is what is going to affect that other person in your life.
Just want it, too.
Yeah, and you're evenly yoked for the rest of your life.
A lot of priests and ministers now do, before they marry you, they require you to take classes a lot of times in the church or with them, which I think is fantastic. I know Jamie and Carrie, my brother and sister-in-law, did that as well. And it's funny how a lot of couples don't ask each other certain questions or don't find out certain things. Like, you will have to think of, when you have children, how you're going to raise them. Are you going to raise them Catholic? Are you going to raise them Baptist? All those little things like that. There's actually a book. I think it's called 101 Questions to Ask Your Partner Before You Get Married. It's like something like that. And it's a very good book to pick up, because those are things that you should definitely look into and find out about your partner, or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, before you get married.
Oh, that sounds great.
Before you jump into it.
Yeah, Ashley has several books that she's had to read.
Yeah.
And she is so, so tired. If anybody wants to give call in and have any discussions, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. The USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Again, this is Kathy Cook, the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. We're here tonight with Summer George from Atlanta, Georgia. And later on this evening, we'll be talking with my daughter, Ashley Lee Cook, that's Marion, getting married. It's the wedding that you've heard me talk about for so many months now. It is coming up on the 8th of March. And so we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of marrying and not marrying. It's a very big step. And, oh, by the way, Pete had no wiggle room. He wiggled no wiggle room. Okay, that is over and done with, but he is coming to the wedding. He just won't sit with me at the table. I had no wiggle room with that young man. Okay, Summer, before Ashley gets here, let's talk a little bit about your job. I just want to hear some about what you've been doing and, you know, the importance of communication. And
with my job or with being single?
Both.
Let's talk about being single.
It's a job about being single.
It is. And my whole thing is, I'm going to give, if anybody asks me to go out, I am most of the time going to say yes, and I'm going to go out with you at least once. But if I don't feel anything, if I don't have a connection with you after that one meeting, I have to say I'm really good at cheating with that connection. Because a lot of people think that they had a connection with me, but I'm really good at lying about it. And just being in the moment at the time and then being like, see you later.
What do you mean lying?
I'm not lying. I think I make eye contact very well, and I can have conversations with people very easily. I think a lot of people mistaken that for someone liking someone.
That is the whole key. That's what I wanted to understand. So it's putting out signals.
Yeah, but I'm very good at making someone feel comfortable. I'm very good at pulling out the information from someone.
I see.
I'm very good at communicating with people.
So if you don't want...
Especially
men. Oh, my God. So if you don't want to go out with them again, are you wanting to tell them, yes, I want you to want me to call me again, however, what?
Okay, here's the thing about women. Women never want to feel rejected, so of course you're going to want them to say, I'm going to call you. And of course you're going to want them to call, and then I'll be like, look, I wasn't really feeling it.
Oh, I wasn't reason. In the groove.
Yeah, for whatever reason. But, you know, if I was feeling something, I'm going to go out with you until I stop feeling that, or whatever.
Wow. You and Ashley, see, Ashley's dated Colin for so long. I was married for so long. I never had the date thing, so I don't even know what the date thing was about.
It's crazy. It's a full-time
what, Martha?
Job.
What,
Martha? Like a full-time job.
Huh?
Like a full-time job.
This is Martha. This is Martha Summer's mother.
Find the person to do full-time
job. Is it?
Very much so. I've been on...
Yeah, you can say that.
All right. I've been on... A couple weeks ago, I went on the date from hell. The guy was sniffing my hair constantly.
Oh, my God.
And I swear to God. Sniffing my hair, and he'd use the line. He had... we were sitting hanging out, drinking a glass of wine, and he had his hand on my knee, and he said... My hand looks really good on your jeans. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he was taking me about, talking to me about going on vacations and all this stuff. And I was like, I just met you. Like, this is our first date. Can we not do this? And he's asking me how I feel about him. Like, I don't know you. I don't know how I feel about you. Like,
and your
down.
Hand is going around in a circle, so you're closing off.
Yeah, and he's like, he's asking me all these questions, and I'm like, I don't even know you. I don't know you.
So it was a blind date?
Yes, and he was on the fast track to getting married. I am not a normal 25-year-old that's just going to get married.
No, you're very, very mature for your age.
I'm looking to have fun, but, I mean, again, if the right person comes along, I will have a different story. But the right person hasn't gotten come along.
Right.
And the right person isn't on the first date going to ask me how I feel about them.
Yeah. That's true.
There's certain things I want in a man, and that certainly is not it.
I'm going to ask your mother a question. Marcia, being outside looking in at your daughter, how do you feel about her still being single and having a relationship with a, quote, solid relationship so far?
Well, I've always hoped that both of my children would be at least 30 years old before they got married. My son didn't follow those directions. But Seth is following them very well. She takes direction well. And she also likes the thrill of the chase, I might say.
What do you mean, the thrill of the chase?
Liking somebody until they really like her.
Oh, really?
And then seeing the faults there. When she first is chasing them, she didn't see those faults.
How do you feel about the way you raised your children?
Fabulous.
I think you did a great
both
job.
Right.
Yeah. Very, 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 very great.
We both have great kids. They turned out real well.
Well, I want to ask you a question. How do you think I did being ADD and dyslexic? How do you think I have evolved in my success?
I think you're doing great. Well, best I've ever seen you do.
I think so, too, and I appreciate that because I feel that people are, like, mocking me and making fun of me so much. In a good way, because it sure has pushed me out there to make myself do even better. The more they do, the more it evolves me into doing greater and greater and greater.
That's right.
You know, and I'm glowing. Is my face glowing or what?
You're glowing. You had a facial today.
And my toenails look great and my fingernails, too. I'm glowing. I'm the mother of the bride. I just wanted to ask you that opinion because it seems like anything I do on the air or anywhere is like, okay, let me give you an example. I said, I'm going to put out the numbers on CBS Radio for the Blind. And then I hear somebody go, I'm going to put out the numbers for CBS Radio for the Blind. Or I'll say, I forgot the numbers because I'm not sitting at the computer. So somebody will say, I'm going to put out the numbers because I'm not sitting at the computer. And it's like, well, at least they're listening. You know what I mean? It's just so great. So I know that the listener, you know, that people are listening to me on the radio. And, you know, it just makes me happy. It just makes me buzz. Oh, okay. They want some people to call in. They want to talk to some active listeners. So the phone number is toll-free, the 877-876-5227. USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. And the other line is, and you can guess what that line is because I cannot tell you. It's not written on my paper. Oh, well, bye. It's the direct line. I just had to do that so that y'all could see if I say that on the air and let me see if you're listening. It's the direct line. It's 530-876-3222. Please call in for Summer or Marsha to be able to talk to somebody on the Internet, bbsradio.com. Thank you very much. Okay, Summer, when you're on a date, and you've been dating the person a very long time, and it's time to break up because it's just not happening, it's going anywhere. Is it because it's not going anywhere for a marriage or for what?
Yeah. Anybody that's dating anybody is dating them for marriage.
For real.
Unless there are certain people that don't like the institution of dating.
And they're just in it for the...
to have a partner. But, I mean, the majority of people from what I know, or anybody that they have the potential of...
Hello?
On there.
Hi, this is Madeline.
Madeline, T.T.?
I am Madeline Sapphire.
Madeline Sapphire? Oh, I thought you were my friend from... from a long time ago.
No, no, no. I am live out in Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, okay. Madeline is here visiting us too, and she's the godmother of our children.
Oh.
And hey, Madeline.
Hello. How are you?
It's so great of you to call in. Who would you? What is your question, or what would you like to talk about?
So, how do you get a wedding prepared?
Just a little bit for me.
Can I speak up?
Yes, please.
Yes, I was just curious about how have you gotten all this wedding stuff prepared?
Well, actually, it's like a miniature corporation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And how we got it prepared. Well, we started actually with the invitations and making them from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a book out and started with that. We ordered the food while we were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little hard. Then we got the place. Well, we got the place to have the reception, and then we ordered the food. We after we prepared how many people were coming, and then we talked to the different ministers because of. And invited the godfather of the children to minister with the pastor of the church. And then we collaborated it as such that way. Then we fixed the invitations together, got my ex-husband's list together, and the mother of the groom's list together, my mother's list together,
mm-hmm.
my list together, and mm-hmm. Ashley's and Colin's list together.
Put out did you ask the children to go to any kind of courses that prepare them for marriage?
We are on our own together. We've never done anything like this, but
because,
I mean, it's
I
just,
mean, like Dr. Phil does, you know, do these people really belong together type things? And
Ashley and Colin just fit together like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. So you never questioned their compatibility?
They broke up for about a year, but dated really simply to see if this is what they wanted. Are you getting married?
Well, I'm considering it myself. Yes, I am.
Wow. That was Marcia's question. She whispered it. Well, let me give you to Marcia. Summer wants to talk to you.
Hi, Madeline. This is Summer.
Hi, Summer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm also considering the thought of remarrying.
Are you planning your wedding yourself? Is that what you're thinking of doing?
Well, actually, I think we'll fly out to Hawaii and get married and come back here and have a nice big reception.
There are tons of books that you can find out of Borders or anything like that. There is a whole wedding section that helps you out with all of this stuff. And I am pretty sure that there is one on Hawaii weddings or something like that, you know.
Well, we actually have a friend whose son is a minister in Hawaii, and we thought we would just ask him to marry us and plan it from there.
Yeah, exactly. And any hotel that you're staying at, the people there will help you as much as they can as well.
Yeah.
So things like that.
So we're going to try to keep it simple and make it meaningful and elegant yet simple.
Yeah, and make it memorable.
And then come back and have a big celebration with a live band and catering and tons of people.
I was telling you how, this is Kathy again. I was telling you how we did it because we did it just how we wanted to. It doesn't have any law to how you can make your wedding.
It may not be logical to anyone else, but we're just going to kind of go with it and enjoy it, you know, not make it stressful.
We just did what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it ought to be. It shouldn't be a stressful. Everybody's beautiful.
How we make it up and how our worlds were.
Mm-hmm. Well, yours sounds like it's going to come off without a hitch.
Oh, we'll think about you while we're there, Madeline.
All right. Well, you enjoy your wedding, and I will be thinking about you.
Hey, think of your flowers that sentimentally mean something.
Yeah, that's right. What kind of flowers mean something to me, right?
Yeah, they mean specially to you.
To me.
And get a book out or Google what each flower represents is what we did.
Okay.
You know, and
that's a good idea. What website did you go to?
Well, we just searched out and her cousin is actually a florist.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told us different things about what flowers meant and, you know, the colors and the smells and the different bridesmaids' dresses. You don't really have to. Are you going to have anybody in your wedding or representing you? Or?
Well, it will probably just be me and him at the wedding. Because we're going to go ahead and stay for our honeymoon while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we don't have to, you know, cost a lot of expense to other people. And then when we come back, we're going to have a big, big celebration in an area for lots of people with a live band. And, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy, but semi-formal fancy. You know, nice, dressed nice. But
Summer said that she had a friend get married in somewhere. And where was it? Wow. Let's let Summer tell you a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine got married at Grand Cayman, and it was very minimal. They had just a gazebo, and they had seashells lining the aisle, and then just little chairs. That was very minimal. So, you know, you want the beauty of the beach to show if you're going to have it literally on the beach. So it was absolutely gorgeous.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. I think I like that idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
That is great, Madeline. See?
Well, I certainly do appreciate your time. I know you have many other people wanting to call in and get information. Now, have you gotten out and dated yourself?
Huh?
Have you gotten out and dated any yourself?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I date a couple of people, but Pete, that was on my Valentine's special, he and I have been together for like 11 years.
Oh, 11 years. Awesome.
It's been a pretty long time.
So are you getting married too then?
Huh?
Are you getting married too?
Nah.
Come on. The marriage bug is out.
He has no wiggle room.
Aw, he's got room for you.
Yeah, I'm kind of setting my ways, and he's setting his ways, and we kind of meet in the middle.
Hmm. Well, one day you'll be so compatible you can't live without each other.
We're kind of in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
I think.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Very, very strong. Very strong. Because it takes a lot to be able to do that commitment.
Right. You got to be able to trust each other.
Somebody.
You got to build a relationship on trust, that's for sure.
It's not so much the trust issue. It's sharing yourself and splitting yourself in two to share your other part of you. You know, because you've been a one-person person for so long, and then all of a sudden you've become another person's person.
Well, I feel like in my relationship, it's this person makes me the person I am even better than I could have been by myself, and that's the way I feel about it.
Well, that's fantastic because that's the path that you're on, and I'm on a spiritual path because I was married for most of my life already.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on a spiritual path to help others be on a spiritual path.
Yeah. And the right man won't stop you from doing that. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know what? My life's great, and I really appreciate your help.
Thank you, Madeline.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Summer, what would be your ideal wedding?
You know, right now, I've never been one of those girls that, since I was little, I've dreamt of the big day. I just never have for whatever reason. But I don't know. I'm kind of in between having a church wedding and having a beach wedding right now.
Really?
I think it's extremely romantic to have a beach wedding. But there's a certain person that I have in mind that I would definitely do a beach wedding for, and don't make me tell his name. If anything were to evolve to have the wedding where we met when we were like 8 years old. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, my God. I can't sit here in this.
Hello, Happy Pathfinders.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Madeline T.T., Matey for short.
Thank God, my dog.
Hi, darling. I'm so excited about Ashley's wedding and being here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is the godmother, Madeline Tutu.
Okay, y'all are
not. No, we're not. Come here, Summer. This is the pros and cons.
Look, we're not doing pros and cons.
Yes, okay. How are y'all doing today?
Huh?
How is Ashley doing today? Is she ready for the big wedding?
She's stressed right now and on her way from the reception area. What do you, Madeline, we're talking to Summer about pros and cons, and she is telling the cons of not getting married and dating. And you've been married. You're the only one in our whole Was Club group out of 20 that's still married.
Yes, I've been married for 21 years.
Uh-huh, to a very, very wonderful man. And
but
so,
she got married later than all of y'all, though, too.
That's true.
About 10 years later than all y'all.
Yeah, we all got married at 19, and you got married at what age?
31.
Yeah.
And I waited because I wanted to explore the world and go backpacking through Europe after I graduated from college and just do the things that I felt like I needed to do in life. And I kind of had a search for myself. You know, it was kind of like I was on a mission, and I had to go out there. And my mother had 8 children, and I saw her with 8 children. And
your mother was an Olympic skater, right?
Yeah, she was an Olympic skater, a bicycle rider in the summer. And she just had her hands full, and I said, well, before I get settled down and married, I'm going to go out, see the world, backpack through Europe, and just enjoy me and finding out who and what I wanted to do in life. And then I met my husband when I was 29, and we got married at 31.
Wow. And he is, an engineer, right?
Yes, a mechanical engineer.
Mm-hmm. And you've traveled all over the world, practically moving with him. And how is that being a wife of someone that gets transferred all the time?
Well, I think when you do get married into a situation, well, his first question was, well, if you marry me, are you willing to leave your hometown and your best friends to go live wherever my job and my opportunity is? And I said, yes, I was, so I have supported him. And well, when you go into a relationship like that and your husband is, you know, has the career and he's always let me just do the jobs that I wanted to do, then I supported him and we just moved wherever he needed to move. And I accepted going to all sorts of places, South Carolina, New Orleans. We moved to Baltimore, Maryland. Then we moved to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, which I so love dearly. And then we got transferred to Iowa, and here I was stuck in the Midwest, but I knew that God had a plan for all of this. And he gave me the desire in my heart to be back on the East Coast, and we moved to Richmond, Virginia a year ago. So I have supported him with all his career moves, and I think that has helped our marriage because I know there are people that decide they do not want to move with their husband and they break the relationship. But I feel like that was what I committed to, and I love him dearly, and that's what I wanted to do. So it's really worked out for us. And plus, we also enjoy a common sport together. We are cyclists, and that has helped our bonding and our communication, and we get to write and talk. And, well, there are times when he likes to really write fast, and I have to really work my little buns off to keep up with him. But then we can sit back and enjoy our time together in the hot tub and speak of our day and what went on at the office. And I think the communication and enjoying each other and their challenges and the things that they go through in life, and I think that really helps with a marriage.
And you just came back from Israel from a mission trip.
Yeah.
And keeping God first in your life is very important, as well as what you were telling Ashley.
Yes, amen. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior in the 90s. And I worked for an evangelist, and I was able to go help with putting the mission trips and all the people that wanted to sign up and get the information on the cost and the places we'd be going in Israel. And I was able to go on my first mission trip in February, and I was very blessed and just loved every minute of the people that God had put together on that trip to go to Israel and see the places where Jesus walked and walked in the Sea of Galilee and where he was born and he was baptized and where his he died on the cross, and we also saw his tomb, and the stone was rolled away, and it was just an awesome memorial trip. It was really a blessing to me.
That's so cool. Well, do you, is Betty there, or is Nancy there?
Yeah.
Because we have two different houses running here, because you were all going to be over here, but I felt like it was just going to be too loud to have the show all in one home.
Yes, and let me see. Let me get Betty, and I can put her on the phone so she can talk. And she got married 6 months after I did. And
okay.
She's been married with Jim, and they have a precious daughter, Natalie. And,
that's right.
And she would love to talk to you. Hold on, please. Okay.
Okay.
Kathy would like to talk to you.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Betty.
Yes. Dear.
On the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
CBS Radio with Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook.
And
oh,
Summer
my goodness.
George.
Summer George and Marcia George.
Wonderful. Well, Kathy,
tell
all
me,
I can
we're
say
talking
is
about
I'm
marriage,
forward
so
to
Ashley's not
wedding.
Here right now. And so we're going to have to, she's going to be here in just a little bit. She's coming from the reception area. But it's pretty much, we're talking about, input on marriage and relationships and pros and cons. Summer.
Right, and I have a question for
okay,
you.
Okay, I have an
married
input on
for
that.
21 years now, right?
Not Betty.
Betty, how long have you been married?
I've been married 20 years.
20 years. What's your secret to marriage?
Marry your best friend.
Marry
your
best
friend.
Yeah, because guess what? Once the sex is gone, all you got is people talking to you.
Exactly. Once the lust and everything and all these great-looking men, marry your best friend.
It's the truth. If you can't talk to someone, what else do you got?
You don't have anything, dear, until
exactly.
You marry your best friend. Because when all that's gone, when all the lust and all that fun's gone, you still have a friend there, and marry your best friend.
Oh, Betty, that is wonderful.
That is
wow.
So true. So
and
true.
You've got such a beautiful daughter, too. Hey, Betty. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
We had to, what else do you have to give offerings to?
Well, what else I can offer is that marriage is very hard, and you have to work on it, like, all the time, and you... Believe me, you want to run out of it, but you can't. And too many people try to run out of
that's
it because
just
it gets hard. And then they run, but you can't.
A lot of people go into marriage thinking, if it doesn't work, I can just get divorced. That's the thinking now, and it shouldn't be that way.
Right. But in my family, we didn't believe, you know, we believed that you have to... You stay with it because where you run into.
Your mother was so mad at me when I divorced Marty. Oh, my gosh.
The grass always looks greener on
well,
the
Marty's
other side.
The one that, Marty's the one. Well, we decided it together, but she was like, shave that stuff off your face. You remember because he had that beard? And we were so close, it broke a whole group up.
it not only breaks each other up, it breaks a community up when you get divorced, you know?
Well, sometimes it needs to be a divorce, and I'm not putting down anybody that's been divorced because I understand. Sometimes it needs to be, and if my situation was that bad, I would get divorced, but...
Marty stayed friends with y'all as well as y'all stayed friends with me.
People are too, nowadays in our lifestyle, they're too eager to say, oh, this isn't working out, let's get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, no. You stick with it and you work it out because it's hard work, but you do.
And
the grass really isn't greener on the other side.
No.
Yes,
that's the truth.
You know, in certain cases. It's true.
It's greener on my side, on the single side.
Summer uses fertilizer to keep
okay, well, I'm not single, but I understand why you're saying that. But
and
once
you're
you
getting
do
ready
get
to
married,
have a daughter going into the dating scene. How old is your daughter?
I don't think they can hear us very well.
Can you hear me? Betty?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you hear me pretty well?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Your daughter's about to go into the dating scene, isn't she?
Yes, she just turned 14. Yes, she will be going in the dating.
How do you feel about that situation?
Lock her up. Put her in the closet.
She's going to nunnery school. I'm going to make her a nun.
Oh, God.
and nobody can touch her until she's 35.
That's what my dad used to say, that I wasn't able to date until I was 30.
Did you hear that? Mom knows her.
That is so cute.
Natalie, hang up the phone.
Oh, well, where's Nancy? Let's talk to Nancy now and see what she has to say.
Oh, I bet she has a lot to say. Hold
and it's dim there. I'd like a man's input, too.
I don't think we need a man's input.
You want to talk to Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, they want to talk to you.
On the website.
This is Nancy Killer. Hello.
Hello, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is Kathy. And
hey,
we'd like your input, and Summer and Marcia, on marriage. Pros or cons?
On what, a marriage?
What's your secret to marriage?
My secret to marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Trust.
Trust, that's a good one. How long have you been married, Nancy?
Now, I am currently divorced. But I can tell you the reason for my divorce was trust.
Well, that's what we're asking, the secret to marriage. What's the key? Trust.
The secret to marriage is to keep it alive. Make
keeping
it
alive.
Don't forget to keep flirting.
Yes.
Get those whips and chains out.
Make me horny.
I'm not so sure that I would buy this again.
Wow. Summer.
You
are such a
thing. Remind me where I want to go to bed with you.
What'd you say, Nancy?
Remind me why I want to go to bed with you.
Huh?
I want the guy to remind me why I want to go to bed with you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. These girls are really, 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 really just putting it out there, what they feel and think. Man, you can tell that they are just extremely, extremely honest. This is the group that I have known since I was born, and I went to first grade with Betty. Betty, I've known since first grade. Summer is like I've known her since she was two, and I just had to get up and move a minute, walk all the way to the back bedroom and walk back because I've never heard her talk like that. And,
oh, is that what you're freaking out?
And it was like, that's my little girl talking with.
I don't do that. I'm just saying, if you need to keep it alive, do what you need to do.
I had to walk all the way to the back bedroom and back. No. It's like I couldn't believe that came out of your mouth. You're a little girl to me.
I'm 25.
I'm sorry, but you're always going to be a little girl to me, okay? You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Whatever.
I know. So tell me something, Marcia. It's your turn. Gosh, it's your turn. That's the Was Club. Y'all, there's 20 of us from the Was Club. We used to be called Women Who Are Scorned, but it is now Women Who Are Special and Women Who Are Strong. That's just very, oh, y'all are in my real life. And this is really who I am. And it's welcome to my world, Kathy Cook. And this is a little commercial break. If you want to know a little bit about why I write what I write, Always Come to Me in the Midst of the Rain, or Najika, which now you know who he is, is Pete, and it's About My Life with Shania and Some of My Dreams. You're beginning to unfold a little bit about all this stuff and where I got my name and some of my web pages and stuff. You Google Bright Lights Pathfinders, you place in any word behind it that you want. And I'm a blogger. I'm not a web page person, because blogging to me is writing the stories and putting out beautiful pictures and photographs, YouTubes or whatever, and it's about the story. And blogging, also, you start from the bottom up to read the stories. I take them down. I put them up. I tear them down. I put them up. And it's a place to dump my thoughts. And that's how I became with the concept of with my name getting out there for so. And I'm also Reaching Beyond, R-E-A-C-H-I-N-B-E-Y-O-N-D, Bright Light, Brightest Rainbows, Bright Lights Path. I'm just so many, so that is my commercial break. Summer would like to say a few words. I'm going to hand over the phone to her. She has something to say very deeply. If you would like any readings, you can call in to the call-in numbers. The call-in numbers are 877-876-5227. I believe my little girl, Ashley Lee, is just too exhausted because she was nearly in tears earlier this evening, and I don't believe she's going to be making it before the radio show's over. We'll have to get her on another time. And the USA and Canada numbers are 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Please feel free to call in and give your input to marriage or get a reading. It doesn't matter. This is just a free night of just telling it like it is, feeling it like it is, and talking about anything that is on your heart's desire. Now, what do we want to talk about?
Well, we're talking about marriage.
Yes, we are talking about marriage. That is for sure. In any way, shape, or form. I tell you about my marriage. My marriage was really weird. Because I got married, I'm going to tell you all, it was weird. I married my best friend. I did. Now, let me tell you the thing. That was really strange. Every time he touched my leg, I felt like Jaws was going up my leg. Dun 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 dun. I heard that go because it was like I was asleep. You know what I mean?
No.
I would be asleep, and if I had just seen that movie Jaws, and I don't watch scary movies. And he would go, he would sing that to me. Dun, 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 dun. He was funny as crap. He was the funniest man to be married to I have ever seen in my life. And that's how he would just touch my knee and go, dun, 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 dun. And we
had. Was that name Let's Play?
Yeah, that was his way to say Let's Play.
But to you, that was, I'm going to. Yeah.
Thank you, Summer. I wondered why I didn't want to play.
You associated him doing that with something bad.
And he was thinking it was fun.
Yeah, but you associated it with something completely different.
And I would be asleep, and he'd go, dun, 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 dun.
And you think a shark was going to eat you, and so you lie still so that it would
I did lie totally still. I like a possum.
Yeah.
I played possum like I was asleep. Yeah.
You're not going
to eat. And then, but you know what? He would always do the clothes, and we had our separate chores to keep the house running, and we would take turns taking the children to school. We kept the household running very smoothly, and while the children were in school, I went to school until I had 100. I had 168 credit hours, and then we had it running smoothly, and I ran. You remember when I started the Tumble Club, Children's Gymnastics and Exercises?
Yes, I did. You did very well at that. I don't know why you didn't keep it up.
Well, remember my knees had surgery.
Oh, that's right.
I split my hamstrings half in two. And remember when I was playing on the tennis team, I popped my kneecap out and I popped it back in to win that daggum Queen City tennis team. You should have seen what Marcia just did.
Yeah,
why was that, Marcia? What did I do?
I don't know. Dancing going down to the floor.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Is this Kathy?
This is me.
Oh, hey, Kathy. This is your friend from coming to visit you.
Well, hello there.
Hi there. Are y'all still talking about marriage?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Well, I can either join in or listen or whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, you can join in.
Okay.
We want to know what is your name?
Well, I've already called in, so I'm calling back in again. So I don't know if this would be a repeat. This is Madeline TT.
Maybe. You're blocking my phone lines. I got men calling me left and right, and you're blocking it up.
Oh, well, I can hang up then. I can talk to you later.
I'm just kidding with you.
Is this Summer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Summer, you're just fresh and clean like the summer rain.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My teachers in elementary school used to always say I was a ray of sunshine.
You are. You are a sparkling ray.
I know. I've been told I'm pretty awesome. I'm kidding.
No, you are. You're God's chosen child, and God has an awesome plan for you, and He has the right man out there for you, and you just have to go out and find him.
I know. They're going to have to come and find me.
That's right. That's right.
You
know what? That was my thing. You just have to be out and about doing your normal, regular things. Of course, you can't be sitting at home all the time, but you have to be out and about, just out meeting the people and at work and just smiling and just being yourself. And you know what? The Lord will put the right person in front of you.
Exactly, and I think it'll be funny because people always say, you know, you're going to meet whoever in, you know, doing everyday stuff. And I wonder if I'm going to meet my guy at the grocery store reaching for the same orange.
Well,
a banana. I'm not sure, you know, like, or am I going to meet them at work?
Well, you could that. It just... you just have to get yourself out there, and you know what? I know when the right man comes, he will be out calling you. He will be out searching you out. He will be driven towards you. You know, it's like God will put a special spark in his eyes for you, you one and only, and there will be nothing that will stop him. So when that man comes and he's just constantly calling you and he wants to be with you and he wants to talk with you, and spend all his waking moments with you, then that, you know, then you'll say, oh, wow, this is the guy.
Exactly. You know what's funny? My grandmother, Nana, has told me quite often that she's worried she's going to die before she goes to my wedding, and she's worried that I'm going to end up alone.
My goodness, you're still young. You're still in your early 20s.
Right. Nana thinks this. I'm like, Nana, I'm 25. Well, she comes from the generation where they get married like 16.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm 25. I personally want a career. Instead of going from my family's house to my husband's house,
I would much rather, you know, go from college, have a career, and then be settled and happy with myself, and then go find a man.
Right, correct. I think you are so right. Now, how old is your Nana?
My Nana's like 97. No, I'm kidding. She's like 75.
Oh, my goodness, 75. She's still young. She's got a long way to live.
She's still young, but she's phenomenal. She's the rock of our family.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know that all good things are going to work out fine, and you have a great career start, and you're doing some right choices and some right things, and you have a good head on your shoulders, and you think with a clear, crisp mind, and you know that's just very important, especially when you're out there wondering who are these different guys, you know, that might be calling or asking you. And it, when I was single, it was like if a guy asked me out and if I didn't have a desire or interest, it's like I wouldn't even go out with him. You know, it's just like God will just put that special spark and you will know, hey, you know, after one date, I mean, you know, if there's nothing there, hey, you know, there's nothing there. It's not like you can make something up, but you will know.
If it's not there, it's not there. And
that's
when
right.
It is.
Amen. That's right.
Exactly.
Well, matey, you know, this has just been a great show. And what time is it? It is almost time to let go of this show. I hate we've missed, Ashley, we've got 10 minutes left. And I did tell them when I was at the beauty parlor, the spa today.
Or we could talk about going through the KFC line ordering food back in 1987.
What happened? I don't remember.
Yes, you surely do.
The KFC food?
Yeah.
Live, 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 class.
When I talked all in L's? Oh, we're going to talk some fun stuff right now, matey.
Okay.
Ed Gore. Oh, Don.
Good.
Widdigi, could good, Todd Gosselatic. I did a guess, Kedigay, Widdigi.
Did a go, mid a guy, get a god.
Get a guess.
What a god.
Widdigi, could good.
We can't do that because people don't understand it. See, what we're speaking Pig Latin, but for whatever reason, I only know how to speak it, but I don't know how to tell people how to do it. I just picked it up from you.
Yes, and Don at BBS Radio knows how to speak it too and understand it too, and Ashley. And we did that to talk in code. I taught Summer how to speak Pig Latin.
It used to drive my mom nuts.
Because we could talk in code. Okay, here's how we speak it. I'm going to say, my name is Kathy. Madagat Nedigam Itigas Kedigath Itigi. Now, Summer.
Right.
And Summer just said right. And her name is?
Midigai Nedigam Itigas Sidigam Midigur.
Her name is Summer. Sedigo. Oh, here's the bride. Here comes the bride.
Oh, here comes Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Hello. Say hello to the universe. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a tired bride.
Hi, well, Miss Bride, to be on Saturday.
7 minutes.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
You
too.
Welcome back. Oh, she is just saying hello to everybody, so I'm going to keep talking. Oh, bless her heart, matey. Say hey to matey. Matey's on the air with me on the BBS radio show.
Hi, matey.
Hi, Ashley Lee Loop-de-doo. I'm so excited about your wedding on Saturday.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. You gorgeous. You're going to be a gorgeous, beautiful bride.
You're going to be a gorgeous, beautiful bride.
Aw, thank you.
Well, it's just coming together.
It is, and I just appreciate Ashley Lee being the little flower girl in my wedding 21 years ago, and I wouldn't miss her wedding forever. I wouldn't miss it at all, and I'm
She's
so glad I'm able to share in her beautiful joy.
She's on the phone now with getting the tux to come in or something in the house, so I think there's like 320 coming.
Oh, that's a good number.
Only two regrets. 22 regrets out of all.
Only Lynn and Susan out of our Was Club meeting group. Ashley, can you, Ashley, quick. We can wait. We are on the air for only eight minutes, and we were doing pros and cons. What are your pros? Come over here real quick. What are your pros of getting married? Real quick to, for the, Sabrina, I Googled it, 18 million listeners.
My pros. A lifelong companion.
A lifelong companion?
Yes.
And how has your classes been going?
I only went to four. Passed the classes.
They didn't grade you?
No. And I'm glad I got to miss this last one because it was all about sex. Can you imagine a minister talking about sex?
You know what? Summer just was talking about. Read the key, how to go and send again. Did you vertigo, read again? Can again? You say it again, how to go and send again?
How to guy.
How to guy, what a guy. Say it again, how to go and send again, how to guy.
I can't. I'm just, my brain is that fried. I'm like looking at it like it's a camera.
Okay, well, anybody else have anything else to say? Because everybody is just coming in the door, and everybody is going out the door, and so I'm going to ask Donald at BBS Radio if he could pick out me a gorgeous, gorgeous song. Seth, the engineer, can you pick out a gorgeous, gorgeous song to put on the end of this wonderful, wonderful radio show to debut Ashley's wedding, if you would have something just fabulous, because it is time for me to go. Seth, are you there? Can you hear me? It is getting really hectic in the house.
Feeling like a child. Hi, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Yes. Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, San Diego. You're listening to my sister's radio station, Sandy Seashore. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us worldwide.